Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's story time.
What fun. What fun.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know, is that I'll be dreaming, he says of you.
He says of you. Yes, that's the theme song for Storytime on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And today's story is called Louie, Louie. This week I was perusing all of the crazy national holidays we have in this country, and I happened upon the fact that National Louie Louie Day was on April 11th, and we missed it. That got me thinking about the phenomenon that Louie Louie is and has been in our country. Our famous local version of Louie Louie was first recorded by the Portland band, The Kingsmen, Portland, Oregon band, The Kingsmen, in 1963. That version of the song became fabulously successful. The song Louie Louie initially did not do very well when it first came out, and it broke out only after Arnie Ginsberg, who was at that time Boston's biggest disc jockey, was given the record by a pitch man. He was amused by it, and he played it on his program as the worst record of the week. Which sounds familiar, doesn't it? Despite the slam, the listener response was swift and positive. Louie Louie entered the top 10, the nationwide top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the week of December 7th, 1963. It peaked at number 2 the following week, a spot it held for 6 weeks. All of that made the Kingsmen big national stars. The popularity of the song Louie Louie is likely based on its appealing hook and how simple it was to play. So garage bands everywhere were overnight Louie Louie-ing. Now another key to its popularity is its simple love song. It's a guy telling a bartender about a girl he loves who's waiting for him in Jamaica and about his journey to reunite with her. Another factor in the success of Louie Louie, and this one I remember from high school, may have been the rumor that the lyrics were intentionally slurred by the Kingsmen, allegedly to cover up the fact that the song was laced with profanity, graphically depicting sex between the sailor in the song and his lady friend. Crumpled pieces of paper professing to be the real lyrics to Louie Louie circulated among teens, and they certainly did at my high school. The song was banned on many radio stations and in many places in the United States, including Indiana. It was banned, but in Indiana, it was personally banned, personally prohibited by Governor Matthew Welch, who was clearly a politician with too much time on his hands. Now, these actions were taken against Louie Louie, despite the small matter that practically no one could distinguish the actual lyrics of the song. Denials by the Kingsmen did not stop the controversy. In February of 1964, an outraged parent wrote to Robert Kennedy, who was then the Attorney General of the United States, alleging that the lyrics of Louie Louie were obscene. The Federal Bureau of Investigation under J. Edgar Hoover investigated the complaint. they obviously took it very seriously. And including the fact that in September 1965, an FBI agent interviewed one member of the Kingsmen who denied that there was any obscenity in the song. In June of 1965, the National FBI Laboratory obtained a copy of the Kingsmen recording and, after 4 months of investigation, concluded that it could not be interpreted and that it was, quote, unintelligible at any speed, and therefore the Bureau could not find that the recording was obscene. The investigation of Louie Louie took 31 months, and the finding that was issued was in a 119-page report. God bless America. Almost everybody who likes rock and roll is familiar with this song. It's unknown exactly how many versions of Louie Louie have been recorded. It's believed to be over 1,500. The Kingsmen version has remained the most popular and successful version. Each of us who know this song see it through a different musical and cultural lens. Many of us remember it nostalgically from our youth. Perhaps we remember playing it, or we remember hearing it sometime. For some, it was a drinking song. For others, it was the best moment, the high school dance. And I admit, that's what it was for me. It was the crowning moment of the high school dance. My high school dances were usually very listless affairs. There were boys on one side of the gym, girls on the other. Only two or three couples were actually dancing, and usually it was girls who were dancing with girls. The band was usually pimple-faced kids, just like us. In my part of town, it was white kids playing bad cover versions of white rock that even then made me cringe. Yes, because deep in my soul, I was sure I was the only black guy there. Even if my skin was pale, I was the only black guy in the room, and I was very pale. But then again, I would hear, da-na-na, da-na, da-na-na, da-na. I'd hear the opening strains of Louie Louie, and I would go quite mad, and I would start bobbing my head up and down and twisting my shoulders and waggling my feet and screwing my knees into contorted knots and flapping my elbows like a disturbed magpie, drooling large globs of mucus and spittle on the gym floor and uttering monosyllabic guttural noises, grunting and saying, yeah, yeah, Louie, 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 Louie. I was an idiot. Now, there's another prism through which I now see Louie Louie. It is the prism of race in America. For Louie Louie is a typical example of how racial inequities have touched and screwed up just about everything, even the popular music business. For the fabulously successful Kingsmen version of Louie Louie is not the original version of the song. It is a cover version by a white band of a tune that was originally released to very limited success by a black LA songwriter and musician named Richard Berry wrote Louie Louie in 1955. He was playing with a Latin and R&B-based group called Rick Riera and the Rhythm Rockers. He wrote it in a calypso style based on the Rhythm Rockers' version of René Touzet's song El Loco Cha-Cha. Richard Berry and the Pharaohs recorded and released that song, Louie Louie, as the B-side to his cover of the song, You Are My Sunshine, on Flip Records in 1957. It became a regional hit. It sold 130,000 copies. It was released as an A-side, and when the group toured the Pacific Northwest, several local R&B bands began to adopt the song and established its popularity. Louie Louie then became a major hit with the Kingsmen's version. However, Richard Berry received very little financial reward for its success for many years because he sold the copyright for $750 in 1959 to pay for his wedding. So when we say that bands like the Kingsmen adopted the song, that's accurate because Richard Berry had, in effect, given his rights away. As it turned out, the Richard Berry story had a happy ending. In the mid-80s, Berry is living on welfare. He's in L.A., in South Central L.A. He's living at his mom's house. The beverage company, California Cooler, wanted to use Louie Louie in a commercial, but they discovered they needed Berry's signature to use it. They asked the Artists' Rights Society to locate him, and a lawyer visited Barry. The lawyer mentioned the possibility of Barry taking legal action to gain rights to his song. He did. The publishers settled out of court, making Richard Barry a millionaire. So I guess all's well that ends well on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. Hooray for Richard Barry. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.